Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit-forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana used during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR281332.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the Second Date Update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Andre.
What's going on?
What's up, man?
Hi.
You called us. You need some help. What'd you do? How'd you fuck up? How can we get you back the woman of your dreams?
Ah, man. See, the problem was I went on a date with this really cool girl. And, like, we went out. We would eat. We had a good connection. And we ended up going back to my place, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we started getting busy. She got in my pants. And I was still wearing my tuggy. And I was kind of a problem for her.
Hold on. You're going a little too fast. So you went back to your house. She went in your pants. I got up to there. And then you said, I was still wearing my what?
I was... Tuggy, you never heard. Okay.
Did you say snuggy? Or
he said tuggy.
No,
that's why.
Tuggy. Oh, tuggy.
Listen, I have a documented problem with the cold. Like, my family always said that I made it up to get out of shoveling snow or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
No, I went to the doctor and he recommended what he called a phallic sleeve, and it would turn out to be a tuggy. It like fastens around the waist.
All right.
It keeps you nice and warm.
All right, hold on.
So it's like a sock for your. Okay.
Oh my god.
So is it decorated or is it just like one solid color or does it have design?
I had to get a couple rhinestones. You gotta show yourself off. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so she's
that's a thing? I've never heard that in my life.
Oh, for sure. It's called a tuggy.
Okay, so Melissa, let's see. How would you react if you're about to get romantic with a guy and he pulls his pants down?
And he had a sock on his
Yes.
It's a
medical device called a tuggy.
I would probably run, honestly.
Yeah, okay,
I would think that there's something going on down there. If we're like hot and heavy and I happen to see that, it definitely would kill the mood. You got to warn someone.
It did. It absolutely did for a little bit.
She
was obviously thrown off.
Yeah.
But, we got past it.
Is there anything else? Because I think we already know what it is.
I mean, I would hate to think that she could be that shallow that she sees something I needed and run away because of it. You know, we were having a real good connection.
No, you're right. Kind of,
if it is, we can fix it. I'm sure we can fix it.
Okay.
You know?
Let's see if we can fix it. I would love to see her again.
All right. Hang on, Andre.
Hello?
Is this Casey?
Yes.
Yes! I'm sorry for doing that. So, Casey, this is going to sound weird, but my name is Romero. You don't know me. I'm here with Pebbles and Melissa. You don't know us. We're calling you from a radio station, but can I explain why we're calling you? Because we got your phone number from somebody who wanted us to reach out to you.
I just woke up.
Yeah.
I haven't had any coffee. Like, who is this again?
Okay, so we got your number from a gentleman. It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from a radio station.
Okay.
But the reason we're calling you is because somebody gave us your number, a guy who would love to go on a date with you. He feels like you and him have a really good chemistry, and he would love to ask you out on a date. So we're asking you on his behalf, and the reason we're asking you is because if you say yes to this date, and I'm going to tell you who this guy is. You know who he is. But if you say yes to a date with him, we're going to let you pick any place you want to do a date at, like any restaurant, and let us know whenever you're free. And we will literally pay for everything, all the food and the drinks for you too, for that night, just so you can see if you get along.
Okay. Look, man, I haven't had very many good dates lately.
Yeah.
But, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, like I said, you don't have to say yes, but the gentleman's name, it's Andre, and apparently you guys have hung out before.
It's not. Can I switch up, guys?
Can you switch? No. If it's because of his medical condition and he didn't explain it to you earlier, he apologizes for that, but, is it because he
his medical condition?
The sock on his...
All right. No, that was very surprising, but that is not why. I never want to go out with this guy again.
That's not why? What happened?
All right. So I took him to a networking event at my work.
Mm-hmm.
And I tend to date very attractive guys, okay, at my work.
Yeah.
It never works out. And so my friends were telling me I should maybe think about downgrading. And so that's what I did with him. I decided I was going to finally downgrade and see if maybe it works out better.
Downgrade in what way?
Well, like not as good looking.
Yeah.
You know, like more like rough around the edges and not a freaking workaholic. Just a basic kind of guy, you know?
Yeah.
Sorry. Go ahead.
I honestly think I downgraded too much.
Really?
Yeah.
What did he do?
So I took him to a networking event.
Uh-huh.
You know how you're at a restaurant and the waiter like brings a plate that's been under a lamp a lot or something like that? And they're like, careful, it's hot.
Yeah.
He is like trying to be funny and says, oh, let's see how hot this is, and grabs it with both hands. And apparently,
apparently
he burned himself pretty bad.
Yeah,
and so I go into work on Monday, and my boss is telling me that Andre is suing my company for him burning his hand.
Stop it!
Yeah, yeah.
You're kidding.
Now, it's ridiculous. Can you believe that? Like, who does that?
I'm not lying to you. Like, what are you talking about? My hands are burnt.
Hey, Andre's on the phone, Casey. He heard what you just said.
God.
Andre, you're suing her job?
I'm suing everybody. I'm suing the job. I'm suing the restaurant. I'm suing the waiter. You lucky I'm not suing you.
Why would you sue her job? What did they have to do with you
her
grabbing...
Her job was irresponsible enough to hire people that put out plates that are hot enough to boil people's fingers. But they told you the plate was hot, and you respond with,
I want to see how hot and touch it, and that you think it's their fault?
No, that's you telling the story. That's not what happened.
Okay, so what happened in your opinion?
I just reached out for a plate. He didn't tell me nothing about it being too hot, and I come away, I got blisters all on my fingers in 5 minutes. That's ridiculous.
He literally... was laughing and smiling like he's a comedian, friends are in the audience, and he says, let's see how hot it really is.
Hands.
Does that sound like something to do? Come on now.
He didn't even act like it was a very big deal.
It actually does.
First of all, the touching the hot plate thing, in Andre's defense, I literally do that every single time a server goes, be careful, the plate's hot.
I do too, yes.
I grab the plate, but I never go in with two hands. I usually go with a couple of fingers.
Right. I'm sitting there laughing about it, going, let's see how hot they really are.
No, I'm suing to make it the plates too. I'm suing everybody.
Oh my God. Ramiro, don't even ask. It's like not even worth it.
I have to ask. Casey, would you be willing to give him another date? I don't know. Are you allowed to give him another date considering he's suing your company?
I absolutely would not. Off, Andre. You.
Sorry, Andre.
Hey, don't say nothing too soon. You might see me very soon. Might be my star witness in court.
The second date update on the 10th.
Weekday mornings at 6:10, 7:10, and 8:10.
If you need a second date update, email us. GetUpCrew@hot969boston.com.
Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats too from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara.
Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana used during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR281332.